October 19, 2022 is the Wild for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Show. Happy Wednesday. Brother Matt, how are you doing?
Excellent. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's right. We're supposed to get into the upper 80s today for middle, no, past the middle of October.
Yeah,
Rocksober. Ain't it a trip? Ain't it a trip? But maybe a cool off. And through the, let's tell people what we heard. Well, how you doing? Have you been to some games?
Everything's good. I went to a game last week. It ended up having sad results for Dodger fans. But
yes.
It's an exciting time for Padre fans.
Yes. Still so. California. More SoCal than we are. So, and man, they've had a lot of years of dumper.
Yeah, they earned.
You know, Ray Kroc, right? He was the butt owner, man, right? He'd get on the mic after the game. You know about that shit? Yeah, why am I paying this guy? Yeah, you get on there, you know, a little critique. And he's the guy who bought the Crab Donald's name.
Right, yeah.
Downey Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. McDonald Brothers, and turned it into that huge trough. And then I think his wife owned the team after that. But he'd get on the mic and have the little critique out there. Anyway, we start off the show with Tenor Madness. This is the only time Sonny Rollins got to record with John Coltrane. Then Richard X. Haven, All Around Me. Brand new stuff. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, we have us with us once again. It's been 1.3 years, we calculated. Richard X. Haven.
Welcome
back aboard, Richard.
Hey, I'm glad to be anywhere, especially with you.
Okay. And so what's happened in that 1.3 years?
Well, we had a little thing pandemic-wise. What else happened? I recorded a new album, stuff like that.
Okay. Was one in reaction to the other?
Yeah, well, how can it help? You know, how can it not help it? But I think my last two albums were during the pandemic. That's how long this has been going on.
Whoa. Okay.
So, yeah, it's all reactionary, of course.
And like this All Around Me.
Well, that's an older one. That's an older song.
Okay, well, it's stuff you flowed me, so. I'm a bit, you know how I came up with the order, the sequence for this episode, is in length. So the shorter ones you're hearing sooner.
Okay.
Because I didn't know. I'm working on this mind-reading thing, but in the meantime, kind of at the mercy of, you know, how I get it. So tell me, okay. Explain about the era when this tune was written, Richard.
All Around Me? That's pretty old. I don't remember when I wrote that. It was years ago. But that was on I think one of my bonus albums, like, you know, when you're working on something and you have extra songs.
Right.
So I put out these bonus albums for the fans, and that was a lead-off track on a bonus album. I don't even remember what it was called now at this point, but I always liked that one, so I thought I'd send that along.
Yeah, and so is it like just a song standing on its own, or is it kind of a diary entry? Does it, when you listen back, do you recall? No, obviously you don't, but you like it. That's a trip. That's a trip. Then tell me about this new one. This new one was done all at your own pad?
The new one is called 67,000 Miles an Album. And, yeah, it was all done in the New York apartment here, except for the drums. I play the drums at a regular studio first, bring them home, load them up into the old computer, and then start layering one thing at a time.
Do you make demos?
No, I don't demo anymore.
Okay, when you go outside in that other studio and do the drum tracks, that's actually the beginning of how the tracks are going to be.
Yeah, that's it. I just play the drums without any music, and that's it. And then I just bring them home. I do like about 30 drum tracks.
Now, do you have schemas planned out? Like, you know, I'm going to go to the chorus, I'm going to go to the bridge.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I have a
drum machine out. Mode, I guess you just get into one groove on off.
Yeah, it's all worked out, and I have my wife in the control room hand-signaling me when something's coming up because I'm kind of senile. So
she cues you.
She cues me when a chorus is coming. But, yeah, it all works out.
You know, Marlon Brando, right, when he's doing The Godfather, when you're seeing, like, is it Robert Duvall? Who's Consigliere?
Yeah, Robert Duvall.
Yeah. So his back's to you, right? That's
yeah.
Because Marlon's got his fucking dialogue taped to the chest. Because he wouldn't memorize. So it's kind of like that, but different. So, and what about the words? Do they come last or first?
They come last.
Okay.
Yeah, I always compare it to doing homework. It's like being back in school. It's got to be done. It's got to make sense. Got to rhyme, all those things. But
it's like on demand. Like, here's a piece of music. Now I got to bring words to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of rigid about that. I write as a drummer, kind of certain, you know, patterns of rhythms, and even in the, you know, the melody and the vocal, and then when I start to write the words, I gotta stick right to that, or it just throws me off, so it's a challenge.
Okay, what about this tune, Until Now? I want to play that one next.
Okay, that was on, not the new one, but I think the one before this,
okay.
And that, I also play drums, or had the band's broken up, but I was in a band called the Doughboys.
Right.
Played drums in that band.
Not the Canadian Doughboys, though. Remember we talked about that.
No, not the Canadian, the American ones. we were way before that band.
Right.
We were around back in the 60s.
They kind of sounded like the Descendants. Okay, but let's listen to Until Now.
To you. If you are the dealer, I am out of the game. If you are the healer, it means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker? We kill the flame. Holy name, vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. They're lining up to prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons. They were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker.
So I deserve God. That's who that I ride with. That's who that I want to say. So that is just my destiny. That's who that I like to be. No way more, no better me. No better me. You have your life. My everything. You want to be better than me. No way, yeah. They like you. They like you.
Pedro Show. Start that chunk of music off with Until Now from Richard X. Heyman. Then we had the next part of Will Hamilton's big piece about being a middle-aged musician. And it goes by his Japan spirit name, Iramu. And this is Love Song for the Machines. Then we got something from the upcoming The Geta Keltner Watt album, Every When We Go, the title song. This was done last November, almost a year ago, 11 months ago. Strong Beats, Big Ego, and it's coming out. Second time I got to be in the studio with Jim Keltner. Incredible experience. He's really beautiful to me. You know, I asked him, because Mike Begetta had me write a tune for this session. So I'm running it down for Mr. Keltner. And, is this okay? He goes, Mike, whatever you play makes me feel good. He's so kind of me. And then he looked at, because I brought Bluey the first time recorded with it now with the Dusty Hill tribute thing. And he goes, you know, Mike, if I played a bass, it would look like that. It's great. 80 years old, right? Brought in his own drums. Wow. Set him up. Yeah, beautiful man. Then we had myself, Pete Mazich, Talia, Nels Klein doing Walking the Cow, Daniel Johnson song. Something Kramer put up. Shimmy disc. Ig with a new thing where he does what's his name? That man from Leonard Cohen. Yeah, from Canada. You Want It Darker. Model Home, D.C. area of Big Deluge. I know they just did a gig in London with Fusan. Sawako Kosei Komatsu with Mori no Yume, which is the Dreamwoods. And then How I Quit Crack, best band name, right? That's Chris Cohn, wife there in Austin. Sense of Catch. And then finally, Crave, Richard X. Hayden. Is Crave from the new batch, Richard?
Let's see. What's that called? Crave?
Yeah.
How do you?
C-A-R-V-E.
Let's see here. I think that's on the new. I don't have it in front of me, but... it's all a big blur to me now.
So they ain't really diary entries. They're more like incidents.
Yeah.
They happened, and we got the record, right? We got the document, the evidence, but how I got there?
I got it.
It's gone. Talk to the hand. What's that, Richard?
No, I'm trying to find that one, but I got a few of the albums in front of me, but I don't have the all of them. So
it happened to me. I remember Craig Abar doing this interview about the old days, you know, New Alliance and SST, Minuteman, Black Flag, and there was big holes in my fucking thing where I thought it was, you know, at the time it was the most intense period of my life.
Yeah, you know what it is? You know, you work on this stuff. And you listen to it over and over again, and it's like the most important thing in your life at the time. And then when you finally finish it up, that's it. It's gone. And you put it out there. It's like out in the ether, you know, and it's like,
absolutely.
I forget.
Like, how many dumps do you remember? Yeah. That can be intense in the moment. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. October 19, 2022, edition of Wapito's special guest, Richard X. Heyman, Old Time for Hour 2. October 19, 2022, second hour of the Watch for Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Now you're starting to see the way I feel in your life. Well, it's no fun. Now you're trying to tell me I was the only
for Pedro Show. We start off the second hour. Richard X. Heyman, the Cloud Walker,
yes,
with All I Have. And people, this ain't from the new batch. It's from before. And we were enlightened to the fact why Richard really don't know some of these tunes, because actually his wife picked the tunes. He said, pick what you like. Not only does she run the sessions, she picks the tunes for the Watt for Pedro Show.
That's right. I have total trust in the woman.
Yeah, yeah. Then we had, which is a good thing to do, because, contempt breeds familiarity, or how you get that back. R04, along with KSD 6700 with Eagle. MB Jones, brand new, Plastic Kisses, but we played the demo here before. Richard X. Heyman with Upside and Down. Is that new?
That's a good one.
Is it new?
Well, no, that's a couple albums back, too.
Okay.
I guess she's saving the new ones.
Yeah, she's saving them up. Okay. Or maybe you like evolving to longer tunes, because remember my sequence method? Okay, Bombas Prendon after that, another D.C. area band. Help me, please. Finally, Richard X. Heyman with Wishful Thinking. Old or new?
That's older, too.
Yes. Bingo. So... How many tunes, Richard, you got on the new album?
The new album has 15 songs on it.
Wow, okay. Yeah, so far we've heard like 8 songs.
No, yeah, I haven't picked one yet.
Get this ready, priming our pump. All right. And like you were saying, this was almost like chapter 2 of the last album, because they both happened under the cloud of the situation.
Well... When you play one of the new ones, all hell's going to break loose.
Okay. You know, you started to say something about being in the Doughboys.
Hmm.
And did that have something to do with you record Man Alone?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you're playing on everything on this record, right?
Oh, all the instruments, yeah.
But before, you had your buddies from the old band play?
Well, the... Doughboys themselves put out about 6 albums, and that was all done pretty much live in the studio. It's kind of like a garage rock band, so everything's live, and just, got it done quickly.
But actually, Doughboys are from the garage band days, right? The 60s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got together. I started the band with the bass player in 1964.
Yes.
So we go way back.
Yes. In what town?
In Plainfield, New Jersey.
Wow, okay.
And so we, we were living the whole 60s dream.
What were you thinking of, the Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Oh, that band was all Stones.
Yeah. Because in those days, you had to pick sides, right?
Yeah, I was, I liked them both, but... The band itself was all Stones, Yardbirds, Animals, Kinks, and we did all...
So England.
Yeah, mainly that, you know.
Oh, what did they call it then, Brother Matt?
What's that?
Invasion.
Yeah, yeah, the British
invasion. Yeah, the British invasion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There were some American bands that started to.
No, Richard, if I remember correctly, like Rock and Roll Starts here, Little Richard, mm-hmm. but it's a bunch of personas. It's not really bands, right? England brings over the band idea.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and then it kind of, and you know, by the end of the 50s, the U.S. rock and roll was kind of popping out, and maybe the rock and roll kind of gets brought back. For sure, England brought, educated us with our own blues.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, the big thing, at least on the East Coast, was the Four Seasons. They were like the biggest thing.
Right, singers.
They had hit after hit. And so when I first heard the Beatles on the radio, I just figured they were a vocal group. I thought they were going to be just four guys standing around singing like the Four Seasons. I had no idea they were a band until I saw them on TV.
And that made a difference, right?
Well, as a drummer, I was just like so blown away that it was a band with a guy
yeah, because
playing
there was
drums.
Bands playing with those personas too, but they were never – Barry Gordy, like the Motown guys, they're not even on any of the record covers.
Right.
James Jamerson's like on 200 top 20. Joe Osborne, like 140, 150 country top 10s. Wow. The names aren't on the front. Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, there's guys on the East Coast. Gary Chester played drums on the original Twist and Shout by the Isley Brothers. Sure. Guys you never heard of.
And just a side man, right? They just pay Earl Palmer right out of New Orleans. End up, I think, number two call man after Hal Blaine here.
Well, he actually preceded Hal Blaine. He got Hal Blaine started out in L.A.
Okay.
He played on all that Little Richard stuff. And
he comes up with the kick drum for rock and roll, being steady instead of just bombs like in jazz.
Yeah, I just finished reading his autobiography. It's really good. Interesting.
Yeah. That whole thing, I'll tell you a trip that Larry, who did the last couple of years of Stooges with me, told me about Earl Palmer. There's a crazy-ass movie, Zachariah or something with a Z, that Elvin Jones is in. He plays a gunslinger.
Mm.
And he does this whooping-ass drum solo, but they fucked up the sound when they were recording. It's the James Gang. Like, it's some Western, but somehow the James Gang there, and he challenges them to a drum-off. So Earl Palmer had to recreate the whole drum solo just watching Elvin Jones.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a trip. So, there was one England band that was led by their drummer, right? Dave Clark Five?
Yeah, I mean, the irony of that is that they say he didn't even play on the records.
Yeah, but he owned the songs, right? He owned everything.
Yeah. He was a shrewd businessman, still is to this day. You know what's weird about that? I saw the Dave Clark Five at Carnegie Hall in April of '64. It was like the first tour. It was amazing. It was a lot of screaming, but there's not one live clip of them on YouTube, which is really weird.
Wow. Now, his drums. He was on a riser way up front, right? He was different than the other. He wasn't the guy in the rear.
Yeah.
I like that, man. That was a big mistake the Minutemen did, was not having George Hurley at the front of the stage. I've done that the last 20 years with my bands. It's rhythm music. Why be in denial?
Yeah.
You know, this whole thing, the idea of the drummer. Chico Hamilton couldn't get songwriting credits, and this was like the jazz genre.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, this whole kind of weird-ass thing about kind of discrimination against drummers.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough when you're the drummer and the songwriter in a band because the guitar players, they kind of resent the drummer all of a sudden trying to show them how to play the guitar part. So you got to be very diplomatic, figure that stuff out. My whole life as a songwriting drummer has been like trying to not piss off the guitar players.
Right, because there's an art to actually.
Yeah, because you got to take the guitar out of their hand, show them the song, and right away there's this resentment. You're the fucking drummer. What are you doing? Yeah, so. But you get past it.
Well, the reality is we're all fucking drummers. Just one guy's actually playing the machine. Look, no, that's sincerely what I believe, you know, unless you're Paganini and you do 10,000 notes before you repeat, you know, and wearing a cape. That's work in the room. But all of us were doing these little rhythm patterns. We're all like little miniature drummers. I mean, geez, I think the first instrument that's was true. Probably our feet beating the ground while we're dancing.
Yeah, well, I remember John Nail. You know John Nail from Bluesbreakers.
A lot of English guys played.
He put out an album without a drummer because he wanted to prove that the other instruments were playing just as rhythmically as the drums. So he did an album with no drums and did a tour. I saw him at the Fillmore. The whole band, no drummer.
Whoa. Shows to go, you people. Look, we're at the end. No, we're not at the end. We're at the beginning of Brother Matt's Bin Cycle.
Here we go, the other side of Mighty Feeble.
Trouble, I don't think you are in trouble when you know that my image is dead. to think of you. And I start to say it before the crack doesn't start a gun. I'm not even think you're singing, so you can start to say it. I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one. But I just
Nothing right, nothing done. Let's give it to God. 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 Let's give it to
Lesson number three of the basic online and data communications course. In this lesson, we will be covering the communication companies, or common carriers, as they're called. And we'll have a glimpse into the understanding of communication lines and some of the terminology used by these organizations.
Thank you.
There you have it.
It's like other side, mighty people.
Tell us why I did what I did. Well, mighty people effort. With the deer.
So still on the one turntable plan, so
that's why we heard the other side of that old classic collection of tapes.
But they're coming from a number of different places, so it's pertinent, like you played.
Different variety.
Right. The only thing they had in common, I think, one criteria New Alliance Records asked for was that a King Monica cassette.
Cool.
No fancy schmancy. So thank you so much for bringing 40-year-old memories. Remember that dirt road, just north.
That little four-plex place, right? This is Kono downstairs.
My ceiling, Cassie's ceiling, and the Rowland family, south of 13th. No, it was Walker. It was Pat. And people, not the one everyone knows, but his father. Thank you very much, but October 19th, 2022, second hour, Peter Show. Hold time, power, October 19, 2022, it's the third hour of the Watch for Pete Rose Show.
Yeah. shit swim in a pigeon lagoon. It's an Iowa dream from me to you. It's a pigeon swim in a pigeon lagoon. So hard to fight. I'm a vacation for you.
Thank you. seven dials, up another 1,000 points. Crack open more knuckle joints. With dipping sauce, they're delicious. And the fats reach the boiling point. Embrace it with your arms stretched out. But your fingerprints left no doubt.
Protect and to service. but who's us? Who's us? Who's us? Who's us? If we're not all us, we're dust.
Pedro Show, start off the third hour. People from the new Richard X. Heyman album, Traveling Salesman.
Pig Shit Delight by Sam Lockward, Bob Bucko Jr. out of Iowa.
And we had Body Kite with Every Night I Body Kite. Appropriate. Rob Dobbin Speck with Yella. Kurt Stifel in the Swing Shift, Eating My Fingers. Hot Pursuit of Happiness is Tom's new project. We pay for this service. And finally, Second Street, Richard X. Heyman.
Okay. New album.
New album. Whoa. Yeah. Praise me. Okay. Enlighten us to Traveling Salesman and Second Street. Brother Rich.
Okay. Those are brass, spanking new. What happened was I was writing, like I said before, for the Doughboys, this kind of garage rock style, which is not really in my wheelhouse, truthfully. I'm more like kind of a pop guy. So I had all these songs that I wrote for them, and they put them on their albums, and they went out. And I thought, I should give them a crack myself. I should try to see what happens. So Traveling Salesman was a Doughboy song that I just did, and came out pretty good, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So it got repurposed.
Yeah, it got repurposed.
But when you were writing it, you were thinking of them guys.
Yeah, I was writing for the band, writing for the lead singer's voice, everything that they did, which was different than my pop sensibilities, you know, so I wrote for them specifically, but this new album is kind of like, I think I have six of those Doughboy songs on there, and the rest are new, more pop kind of songs. But I should mention the album is called 67,000 Miles an Album.
And enlighten us to that meaning.
Well, ever since I heard that the Earth was traveling at 67,000 miles an hour around the sun.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking, you know, you're sitting here, it seems so still and peaceful, but we're like speeding through space at this enormous speed. And it just seemed like, wow, I mean, it kind of humbles you a bit. And I just thought, if we're traveling that distance in an hour, that means that somebody listening to my new album, which is about an hour long, that's why I made it so long, literally has traveled 67,000 miles from the first cut to the last cut.
Crime. So the relative thing. You know what's another trip, speaking of space? The moon orbits Earth the same time it takes to do its own version of the day. So that's why we never see the other side of it.
Hmm.
It's spinning, but it's spinning the same speed it's turning around.
You know, when we're traveling at 67,000 miles, we're also spinning around on the axis at
absolutely
almost 1,100 miles an hour. So
okay, so that's what the moon's doing. And then it's doing some kind of speed that's 11,000, because it's doing the orbit and its day, its own little rotation at the same time, and that's why we never get to see.
Interesting, yeah.
The reason
yeah, Dark Side
record is called that. You know, it's funny. There's little spiels in between the songs, and the last spiel on that record, because I had the 8-track as a boy, and of course I had to analyze it. He goes, "There is no dark side of the moon. It's all dark." Right, that's English cynicism. If you want to understand Roger Waters, maybe a little bit. Okay, Highline Scenes. No.
Highline Scenes.
No,
yes.
Before we get to that, I'm sorry, Richard. Enlighten us to Second Street.
Okay, well, back in the 70s and the 80s, there were parts of New York, what they called.
I was going to say Alphabet Land.
Alphabet City, and Second Street was running through that, and that's where a lot of people went to do what they had to do.
Yeah. You know who lives there? I got to visit him at his apartment in the same building as Allen Ginsberg, Richard Hale. He let me play his silver tone bass, that is first bass on Second Street, you know.
I used to see the original television. They were fantastic.
Oh, wow. Anyway, we're going to play Highline Scenes, and you can hit us for that. We don't have to say any more about what people had to do to get it done. I heard there were some parts where it was just a hole in the thing. You put the bones in one end, and you got the other stuff. Here we go.
Shot takers, dreams forsakers, belong.
Show. Last music for this edition. Started that chunk off with Highline Scenes from Richard X. Heyman. Drummer who writes and leads the band. I love it. Love it. Emily Robb, Deeper Than Dust. Richard X. Heyman, Land. Yeah. Maybe another pick from the wife.
Yeah, from the wife.
Right. So. If Bawana. If Norton, no, the Norton, Variations number 1 for alto and contra alto clarinets. Al Margolis out of Chester, New York. Severed Head in a Bag with Man with the Exploding Head. I had a scissor last week with that, but was not gone to the ether. Just took a week to get there. Took a week to get there. Didn't want to fucking choke out the Gary Jacoby ensemble. What a mandolin. I think the only time I've ever recorded it. Well, the one day Jim O'Rourke wants me to. And then finally, So What? Richard X. Heyman. Now, I was listening to this. I was, wow, did he cover Miles Davis? Da, da, ba, do, 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 do. Little Paul Chamber. So enlighten us to these. Now, one was from The Wife, right? And Highline Scenes and So What is our new ones?
Yeah, Highline Scenes is a new one. That's about the High Line here in New York. It's like a
cool part
of a garden pathway that they
absolutely, yeah,
you know, they renovated from an old train track.
It's neat,
very scenic,
yeah.
So,
I like it, you know, repurposing is happening. You know, we could do it with tunes, we could do it with fucking railroad, sunken embedded railroad track.
Yeah, it worked out well.
And So What?
So What's a few albums back, so she must have picked that one, and it's kind of, I have some horns on that one, and it's kind of a soul wannabe song.
And what about Hand, Land? Not Hand.
Land's another oldie that I wrote for the Doughboys, so it's kind of a Stones wannabe kind of song, I guess you'd say.
Now, you know, when you listen to them Stone singles, man, it's the percussion loud, like maracas or tambourine. It's louder than Charlie Watts sometimes.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? And do you think it's because the AM radios in the mid-range? And
I just think they produced the percussion way loud back then. Yeah. You hear that on, you know, some Motown stuff, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they just got the chains. Remember, they get the chains from a, you know, that you put on like a tie or snow chain.
Sure.
And whack them on the floor, and that was the 2 and 4.
It's pretty near like Foley in silent movies. I mean, the percussion is really loud on some of them 60 songs. They're incredible. Even that Pink Floyd, that one with Sid Barrett, you know, some of the percussion is so intensely loud. But I dig it. And what are your feet? I mean, you're a trap player, basically. But do you get in on percussion?
When I'm recording, for sure, yeah. I got bongos, congas. I got it all. Maracas.
What about cowbell?
You know, that SNL skit ruined it for the cowbell.
But you know, before that skit, I saw the California Jam, and the band that opened up was Rare Earth. And they had a dude just on cowbell the whole gig. His hand must have been throbbing, right? You beat on a fucking
a cowbellist. Yeah, that skit scared me away from using it again. I used to use it, and now I'm scared people are going to just, you know, make fun of it. So,
where can people find you on the internet?
You got your richardxheyman.com.
People. RichardXheyman.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's from there, you probably got links to everywhere else, all that corporate telephone post, stuff that you staple up flyers. Yes. And your next plan, are you already thinking of the next record?
Well, I'm working on the bonus stuff. You know, I got some leftover tracks, so I'm going to finish those up for the fans. You know, we do a Kickstarter campaign for these albums, so people that donated a certain amount get the bonus stuff, so I got to finish that up.
Thank you, people who donate to help Richard X. Heyman with his projects, because they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And the next one you get done, will you come back on the show and talk about it with us?
I certainly will.
Love it, love it. Keep on keeping on, Brother Richard.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
people, you. It's been the October 19, 2022 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry. Yeah.